central for, the motorway, you see.
Because once they get to know where you are,
this is
you
it.
Don't have, do you open weekends? You don't open Saturdays now?
We don't, no.
Are you going to?
I don't know, we're thinking about it, but, you know, it's...
Well, if you're doing enough to keep you both happy and keep you...
Well, see, we're a bit further from home now. If we can do it for 5 days, great. Yeah. We haven't got the extra travelling, yeah. You know, that's the problem.
You're looking better for it, though.
Oh, yeah, I feel all right, yeah.
Frankie, give me a... As I get stuff, I'll bring it into you, all
okay,
right?
Okay, Eddie.
Well, you know, you've only got to give me a minute. We're sleeping.
All right, Eddie.
All right, yeah. You've only got to give me, you know, See you shortly.
See you shortly, yeah.
Hello.
See you, got a rush on those, yeah. Bye then. Yes, a little linky poos would certainly help.
This has never been so good.
Well, this is it, isn't it? A little improvement, certainly wouldn't hurt. Make sure this doesn't kill its stone down. No, with these is extra. There's two more on the main board, so I think I'm getting away with just the one on the tube base.
Very in degrees, is it?
Yeah, Phillips usually put two of these on. Right? Right, yeah, blast off.
Kind of setting up now as well. Bit lighter, isn't it?
It's a bit more like it. Cool, yeah. Ready?
See, those are cheapy sets we could probably buy them for about £12 a piece, couldn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
We'd always get £25 off the trade for them. Bloody worth it. Double your money, quick, easy money.
Yeah. Bad grayscale, is it really?
You have an influx not only from like New Jersey and New York, but also from South America.
Bit of blue, perhaps.
You have an incredible cauldron of culture there, and it's going to spawn a sort of.
Bit more like it, isn't it? Cool, fair enough, jumps out at you. Yeah, it was a big dry joint on the main power diode, you know, that backboard.
Well, look at the dry joint.
That there is really black. Oh, it's that cap, actually. I'll do that. No, I've just been round most of those. Do this end as well, I think. Safe side. I've been right around a lot anyway, so that's doing good.
You've always built an extra coating that would develop over a period of time, didn't you, on these things? Just leave the thing lightly sort of.
Yes, yes. I think some do.
Yeah. Three.
Can you say it's from out of town, this one?
He's doing industrial estate. She lives down the Anzac here somewhere.
Oh, this one is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She phoned this morning. I said, I can't come and collect it because I live by myself. She said, oh, I'll bring it in, that's all right, no problem. But we're going away to Gloucester at 2 o'clock.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it's a good chance it'll get done, I said. So, if it doesn't, come in at 2 anyway and I'll lend you something.
Yeah, very good. So, oh, that's good. Right. I think we could let her off this time.
All your overhead's paid, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. I think Ian used to sell these Dan-sized things, whatever they are.
Yeah, that's what I said. He said, that didn't come from me. He said, but I said, that didn't used to sell them. He popped in a couple of times. He's busy doing 19 grand a year.
Pardon?
He's busy doing 19 grand a year at the bank.
God.
He gets about, he did the same what he got, but it's over the 23,000 drawings that they're worried about for the level of tax, you know, for the next government coming in.
My goodness.
So they must get 40 grand a year for between them, yeah.
Well, I did a projection for the guy at Nationwide. I said, well, it's probably going to be about 150 grand turnover and about 25 to 30% clear, you know, yeah. Net profit.
Which is about right, I suppose, yeah.
So I said, my share would be about 25 grand roughly. Yeah. So he's quite happy with that. Yeah. More than
that. Yeah, coming winter, we won't know ourselves.
We will. I shall have to stop playing golf again. So that hasn't stopped me yet. Right.
Your
golf
thing
out. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's all right. Then.
No,
it seemed to be.
Well, really, it's only wages that we have now because we've been giving ourselves under wages.
That's true. Yeah, it's all worked itself out. Right,
it?
Videos off the shelf, reboxed them.
Oh, yeah.
Two videos have come back, I put on the shelf. And I'm offering to the trade. I said they're basically working, but they've got, I thought one somewhere because they've come back to feed me. So you'll have to sort that in the full if and when it develops. But they're only 110 cost of actual brand new.
Yeah, I think they both actually probably work. It's just they couldn't figure out the programming on them.
They both went to the same dodgy old person, didn't they? You know?
Yes, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Jim, when he comes in, they're both all priced them up on the top.
Oh,
and,
done that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's yeah, cured that fault.
Yeah, that was the springs off.
That was the springs off.
Oh, that was the springs off.
Heads clean. That was the belt that was gone.
Oh, yeah, the extra.
To like plasticine.
Is his hand set back in the inside?
Yeah. But I told him about the telly that it's a bit beyond redemption. Mainly for where it's lived for the last 3 or 4 years, I think.
If your person doesn't have the MST Grundy going there, I think Gary's coming out this week. He might just pull it off.
Well, I can always ring Bob and confirm that.
Oh, it's Bob, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's very nice of them.
No, we couldn't push for a new car or anything.
No, no.
I'm just happy to see it.
Well, yeah. It's just...
You're recording now, are you?
Yes, yeah, so I'm gonna.
Oh, you've got to get something on it.
Gotta get these tapes filled up.
How many tapes you got to fill up?
There's 20 tapes altogether, but there's no way I can fill up 20 tapes. I don't speak that much.
Yeah,
yeah.
Should have had one of the girls last night next door upstairs. My gosh, she was making a racket.
Was she?
Grunting and groaning.
Really? Oh, that's sort of a racket. Yeah,
yeah, that's sort of a racket.
Yeah. Well, next door but one are having double glazed back window, you know, the main lounge window. And the guy's parked halfway across the drive with the van, left it there all in disarray. You just about get your car up and round, and brains and some of these people. No. Yeah. It's only frame flaps.
Oh. Well, join this.
One of these service switcher pots. Ah. Oh no. That's interesting. Yeah. Which way it's supposed to be, then? Must be the bright side.
Always look on the bright side of life. the worst comes to the worst, Dave's found a place where we can get new tyres for about £25 each for the MG.
Oh, yeah.
Still trying to find some. He's finding like in Plymouth he can get.
That's a nice tyre we got for the caravan for £10.
Some early Cinturatos would be nice because they look nice. We had on the other white MG, they're a nice The other one's all arrived over safely, the boat's driven it, and he's all happy with it.
Oh, good.
He's waiting for his next one to come over.
Oh, marvellous. Is he selling them over there?
No, he's keeping them for just fun cars for himself. He's got money to burn over there.
Marvellous.
He's got one of the new BMW 735. The big Merc, the big new Merc series. That's one, not the latest Merc one. So he says he's a bit disappointed with the brakes on the MG, but Dave said they're a phenomenal brake for an MG, so it's currently against the latest Merc.
That's right. That's good in a way that he's got his money because he can sort of finance ours.
Well, yeah, he is a little bit anyway.
Yeah, imagine he is.
He's getting Kevin in to finish it off. I found Kevin. I've got Kevin's mum and dad's phone number off Dave. Phone home, but he's gone out for the day or something. He's got to strip the bonnet, so Dave's well get my dad to strip the bonnet this afternoon, and if he charges us a few hundred quid for the delivery, we'd land to be able to finish it off here.
Because you haven't been able to.
To clear 10, we've still got £2,500 left.
Have we?
And so it's £12,500 we're owed.
Yeah, right.
And so if he charges £1,500 for his bit and then another grand to finish it off, we're still clearing 10,
Oh, that's good.
We might even clear a little more.
A bit more than 10, yeah.
I mean, if he charges £2,500, I wouldn't be disappointed because it's been in his garage. He's pushed everything along. He's ordered everything. So.
Yeah, he's been pretty reasonable, hasn't he?
For a drink in itself, I think.
Good. That sounds like a good idea. Yeah, I don't drink.
No, I don't drink anymore.
Not
small.
It's funny.
Down, see if you can arrange the old petrol thing with him so we can get that underway.
The guy's filling out the form for the mortgage and he's. Is it a non-smoker? Yeah, non-smoker, And we got outside, I said, I couldn't very well offer him money. I had two in the packet.
It's quite a difference on the
policy. Yeah. She laughed. Didn't really offer him one.
Changhua.
Changhua. Where these are made? Oh, Taiwan.
It must be the big companies that have got to set factories up under the banners, mustn't
they? Yeah. I tell you what a beautiful little chassis there. I mean, that's
technology just
from. I mean, that's so easy, isn't it?
Beautiful, isn't it? Easy to work on.
Yeah.
You can find out what's gone
wrong with it. Well, I just think it's this little frame chip here. I want to check all round him. I should imagine that's what it must be.
Standard one, is it? Something weird.
Yeah, it's bound to be something weird, I suppose. AN 50. Looks like 5515.
AN?
What do you make it? I think that's.
Get
a torch, that's what we want, probably.
Yep, perfectly correct. AN5515. One of them is gone,
isn't it? No. Let's check to see if the scan calls go in that direction. I'm pretty sure they do. Yeah, that's it. That's the frame output chip. I think I might just give it a solder over because it's a bit dry in that area. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'll just try these sort of the service switch and range only else seems alright. There's no burnouts anywhere. Actually, 9 times out of 10 it'll work. Blow myself up, I think. No. That's what it'll be then. You say they list that one, do they? Grandad? All right. Yeah, it's a TDA. What's the ones? Give it about 3 of those, wouldn't hurt. Because they fit quite a few sets, those. Is there another thing I might have?
Yes, okay then. Thank you. That's all right. I'll keep all your card number and everything. Just ask for what you want and that's it. We won't tell me else, would you?
It's all right. And so I'm thinking of Gerald's little telly. I'll probably need one of those little ICs, but I'll look it up first. Check it out first. I better be sure because it's not a cheap one, that one. So the...
It's your problem.
Rex is not coming up till what, the weekendish?
Right.
They did very well there, actually, didn't they, overall? I mean, we did all right as well, but...
Yeah. Oh, they've only got to get the two stereo ones going, and they've got their money back, haven't they?
Yes, that's right.
They'll get that going, they'll get 200.
Yeah, he was very cagey about the fault on that. He probably knows it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did we... No, I haven't told him what the fault is, didn't know, obviously.
I told him it was a raster there, wasn't it? Shut down, but that's somehow. Didn't tell them about the row of eights on there. It's probably a processor fault.
10 quid will have it fixed,
I suppose. If you could buy those, that sort of thing, right? I mean, we make good money with it non working.
Yeah.
It still came in as an FST, didn't it?
True.
Well, it was true, we'd have got more for it probably if it had been working, but. How much more? How many people want that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Well, I think we've won that little forklift.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be a higher job, does it? Usually they haven't painted all over.
Quite
expensive things. Yeah, but you know. It's probably been left by the guy that was here before, you know.
Oh, probably the car.
Yes, pallets of frozen stuff around, yeah.
Yeah. Then when he comes in for a car radio cassette, I'll stuck mine on top of the 20 quid.
All right. Is it just that bit goes in front, or is it all just pushed in?
What's that?
That bit. Oh, I see, it's just the front loose.
Yeah.
I think I should have to get is a decent FM radio. I use a radio more than the tape actually in the car, but mine's only a long medium wide job.
Yeah, I just wait all the time now. I'm getting Robert down here.
Yeah, any excuse to contact him besides asking him for money?
Circuit diagram for. For that Mark V out there. You asking him for one of them?
I've got that from the lads, yeah.
He doesn't know that. Well,
that's true,
want.
Yeah. I wonder what chassis that must
well,
be.
Well, I want some more Toshiba flaps through him.
Yeah.
There.
I think this is the same, I've got the manual for these. TX90, this one.
Yeah. Oh, that'd
be alright
for
that's a thought, yeah, I'll wang it on. This was working when I picked it up, I'm pretty sure it was. What does it do? Anything at all?
I remember. It's just like a sink, isn't it?
Don't know, I haven't seen it on.
I think.
Stand by. Doing something anyway.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's what it is, lack of like a stink.
It's alright. Dan.
Contrast, colour.
What was that either?
Brightness.
Couldn't really say disgusting
security.
speed of decision.
Oh, that's all right.
Claim settlement. And we have many very large clients saying to us...
Colour's dropping out. Something like that.
You must see that Lloyd's continues. We need Lloyd's. There's a lot of good, profitable business to be done. I think it's being done at the moment. And I think we need to cling on to that side rather than be influenced by all the daily output.
Oh, it is a flap. I thought there was red tape on there. It's just a red flap.
Yeah.
The
company actually
is relatively small. So, I mean, it wouldn't be the end of the world if Lloyd's actually disappeared.
Well, it wouldn't be the end of the world. I know that the figure is continuing. We need to serve our clients' interests. And indeed, about 12% of our total business goes to Lloyd's. But Lloyd's is of critical importance in terms of the London market. And in terms of Britain, too. It has been the capital. Is the capital.
His name is a must have.
Yeah, obviously they've just asked him for 40 grand more, haven't they? Tony Jacklin and people like that. Just to keep the thing afloat. Oh, it's starting to drift now. That's why the colour's disappeared. Well, that should be a freezable job. If it's warming up and going wrong.
Did you see the NatWest profit? They lost $300 million last year. They didn't lose it. It was $300 million less than the year before profit, right? $200 million, of which all of it was bad debt. $200 million of which was management.
Really?
Million, two-thirds of them leave down the market.
I mean, Lloyd's made about 600 grand, didn't they?
They didn't do bad, did they?
No, they did very well.
But,
See, the shares jumped.
I mean, how would they lend him 200 million without absolutely secure collateral? They wouldn't lend to anybody else, would they?
Well, I thought that was funny about that guy. I only watched Wogan on there last night, that girl that just been in that film. Barry Normal was on there. And,
the one that was in Drop the Dead Donkey, that girl.
Yeah, she was in this film and...
He got
200 grand from the bank.
Well, I think that's secured against the bloke's ass, probably. He probably took the chance
with it. Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it, for a film that you never know was going to do any good. I imagine you could probably sell it to the TV companies for about that, I should think. Oh, that's brilliant, man. They're so cheap.
They're quick. They've got it in stock, haven't
they? Yeah.
No, we're out of stock of that one.
Very efficient. But they didn't do other stuff besides...
Yeah. I suppose that's how they managed to be efficient.
Yeah. Yeah, just get the chips and that thing. It does look a bit like a TX85, that's a new one on me.
Yeah.
Different again.
Plugs hanging off.
Hey?
The plugs hanging off.
Which one? Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah, I don't suppose that happened when I pulled it out. It could do something. So I thought these were all working actually. It's funny, this one doesn't use a mains tranny like the others do. This is tricky.
Without any need for medical questions or treatments. So, 50 and 75, ask for full details on the senior security plan by phoning for him. Be assured, without any obligation, 0800 800468. Operators are ready now to take your call.
Yeah, that's our number again, colour.
0800 800468.
So, where shall I put these?
You're not starting to unpack already.
We can't relax until it's all done.
Station and he was the kind of station master's office for the garage and all that, you know, 20 years ago. He dealt in tyres.
Oh, yeah.
There's only 3 houses in the road that he lived in. And the next one along the road came up for auction. They sold his station and moved up to that. And he said he's just bought the one at the end of the road now, which is £750,000 paid for it, £150,000 time interior decorated.
Cool.
5 acre lake, 45 acres of land.
My goodness.
The bloke's got 2 Lamborghinis in the garage. And, BMW. From, he says he works 7 days a week for it, he said, but he, you know, it's just an ordinary bloke. He's got it all just working for the entire time. Well, that's it.
Well, it was a line old drip, but whether it's try again from cold, I think. Right, thought we have a sandwich, didn't we?
One-armed bandit with a jackpot, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we've got a chap that, he saves them, he dabbles at them, you know.
He's got
room
set aside, he's got all that kind of stuff in
it. Yeah, his jukeboxes and things like that.
And he just goes in there for his
recreation. Yeah.
Look out for his money boxes, so if he puts money in, he can save up his holiday in one of them, you know. Yeah, I'm
certainly going down the arcade situation. Good
idea, isn't it? Yeah.
I reckon you could convert your garage and set an order there up in there. Go for it, man.
Get all the neighbourhood kids in to play on it, put their money in.
Yeah, those tins of coke there and stuff.
Yeah. Whole new business opening up for you. Sold it last one this morning, it's a shame, isn't it?
Look, my luck in it.
What's the smaller ones here?
There's
a 20 inch here.
Can we get all these in, is he in one trip?
No.
Clearly you've got to do 2 trips anyway, I'll find it
going right. Well, that's right.
Not worth jamming them in, is it? Put it in the way you've got it then.
Yeah.
Don't forget your tape on as well.
Yeah.
Don't forget that one. Well, I didn't think it was going to
get on. No, no, we can.
I thought it's blended within 10 minutes of you getting it back as well.
Yeah. If only.
Probably already sold. Ready for delivery tonight.
Yeah.
Would we do that?
£2.99, so this looks like £1.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's about the measure of that, I think. Which lot? Which 20 inch? Yes. Yeah, so yes. That hasn't got anything. That's a TX9 anyway. And a Duff tube. And that's got nothing in it. It's got a back on it, that's the only problem.
It's got an old blanket to itself,
though. Oh,
why not? No, it's the back.
But these are slightly adjustable, sort of thing.
You could put one across, one there, and those two that way around, you'd get another one in there, then, wouldn't you?
You put that one on the screen forwards.
Screen forwards. Get one behind there. Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah, but he's got a splodge sticking out there, look.
But it's a neater bit that you can't fill, isn't it?
Ain't in there.
It's not going to rock around, is it?
Fed up with that way around. No, that I like the look of that space. Something must fit in there, surely.
You got some stuff in the front seat, haven't you? Anyway.
You got speakers in the front seat to put in the back here.
You can just put a few boxes in there for the back room, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, look, maybe just...
there to there.
Oh, we're jamming it in, is it?
Yeah. We'll pick it up next time.
Stick that little cardboard box in between, but that's to keep the parts then from tipping over.
Is that one of them?